1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Livia Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Senator John Hickenlooper rescheduling listening sessions, originally set in Grand Junction yesterday and Naterita today. Hickenlooper's gathering local input on the proposed Dolores Canyons National Monument along the Dolores River in Mesa and Montrose counties. The sessions are now Friday in Naterita and Saturday morning in Grand Junction. CDOT says the first day of the local route around the closed Highway 50 bridge at Blue Mesa between Montrose and Gunnison was a success. The twice-daily pilot car passage will continue. In the meantime, CDOT says it's devoting all available resources to the bridge project with inspections underway. A hotline and email continue to assist travelers with questions about the closure. Highway 50 south of Olathe is open after an hours-long police action. Montrose County Sheriff's Office tells the Montrose Press a suspect in a shooting Sunday night was barricaded in a home on U.S. 50 near Gunnison Road around 11 o'clock yesterday morning. So law enforcement closed the highway and detoured traffic around the area. The suspect was taken into custody just after 5 o'clock last night, and the highway reopened. Food Bank of the Rockies Western Slope teaming up with Walmart and Sam's Club for the 11th annual Fight Hunger Spark Change campaign. Now through April 29th, shoppers can donate at the checkout at both stores, online, or through feedingamerica.org. The stores are Food Bank of the Rockies Western Slope's biggest partner, donating more than 2.5 million pounds of food for the Western Slope service area. That's the equivalent of 1.6 million meals a year. Delta County is making its budget available to the public in a new way, launching a digital budget book on the county's website. The new tool replaces PDFs, using graphs and tables to make it easier to understand. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.